Welcome to News Video Clip. We have a nutty story coming out of Alabama. Now, this is a police cam video that was taken back in October of 2025 during a No Kings march in a small town called Fairhope, Alabama. And this 61-year-old grandmother was dressed up in an inflatable penis costume, and she's holding a sign that says, "No Dick Tater." And it's an obvious jab at Trump. It's fully legal. It's her free speech rights. She's not doing anything wrong. She's simply exercising her free speech. So this right-wing fascist cop named Andrew Babb comes up and starts screaming at her, my kids, because he's offended. So let's watch the video of this fascist cop, Andrew Babb, as he goes after this grandmother for exercising her rights.
Heart attack. I'm not going to sit here and argue with you. If my kids had to come by and see this, how would you explain it to them?
Are you recording?
I am recording. I'm recording right here. I am telling you right now, if my kids had to come by and see this, I would like to hear how you would explain to my children what you're supposed to be.
What a pun is?
No, I want you. Let me get another unit over here. I want you to tell me. I want you to tell me why.
Whoa.
I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right now.
But sir.
Hold on. Hold your belly.
Okay. As we obviously all saw, she asked him if she was being detained. He never answered, and she lawfully walked away. Totally legal. There's nothing illegal with that. And then Andrew Babb, being the coward he is, came up behind her and assaulted her. And amazingly, she's been charged with multiple crimes. Hopefully she won't be convicted. And hopefully she will sue the Fairhope Police Department for everything they've got, which is probably what? Two police cars and a radio? Who knows? Anyways, and I have an answer to Andrew Babb's question about, what would you tell my kids? Here's what I tell your kids. I would tell your kids, Andrew Babb, that their father is a fascist. He's a jackboot who opposes free speech, who opposes free thought. It's exactly what I would tell them. And I would say, you have my sympathy, kids, for having a Nazi as a dad. That's what I would tell your sad children. And again, my sympathy for his kids. He's a disgusting person. He should not be wearing a badge. He's a thug who goes around attacking 61-year-old women for simply exercising their free speech. So anyways, we do want to leave the show on a high note, though. And as you all probably know by now, President Trump fired Pam Bondi as the Attorney General of the United States, which is wonderful news. Anyways, someone at the Department of Justice took Pam Bondi's framed picture off the wall and threw it into the garbage, took a picture of it in the garbage, and posted it online. So this is wonderful to see. That's exactly where Pam belongs, in the garbage. She's a garbage prosecutor. She's a failure. She's hopelessly corrupt. And, you know, this is just wonderful to see. This warms my heart. It really does. So anyways, that's all we have for today. Join me tomorrow for more news. And if you want to learn more about these stories that I just went over, we have all the links right below this video. And that's what makes this podcast different from all the right-wing fascists, okay? Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool and Jimmy Dore and all these other losers, they do not post any evidence to back up their claims. We post the stories right below the video. And those stories, links to those stories, also have links to more evidence. So we back up what we say. They don't. They're losers and they're liars. All righty. On that lovely note, we'll leave you for today and we'll have more news for you tomorrow. Take care.